Maybe she's not here yet. Hey, I know I'm a bit early, but I was popping by. I was just on my way back from lunch, and so I figured I'd come right around. I hope that's okay. You know, I don't normally do house calls, but seeing as you asked for help, and with it being, with midterms coming up, I figured. Yeah. So, anyway, yeah. Sorry, did I interrupt something? You look a bit flustered. Are you working out or something? Okay. Well, yeah. Shall I come in and we can get started? Okay. So why didn't you tell me what it is you were concerned about? What do you want a little help with? GWA? Oh, as in gravitational wave analysis? Yeah, okay. What kind of, which part in particular? What are you concerned about? Oh, well, why don't I give you, we'll start with just like a brief rundown of things. I'll try and explain. I'll ditch the maths because really, if you don't understand the concept, then the maths is useful, but you can only really apply it then if you know what you're doing, and if you won't know if you got the right answer or anything. You know what I mean. So yeah, GWA. Well, shall I start with like how the waves are generated? Like, do you want me to go over that? Yeah, sure. It's not a problem. So Coulomb's law and Newton's law are kind of similar, right? You have the constant, you have the two kind of objects in question, and then you have the inverse square of the distance. They look pretty similar. And they actually have more in common than you'd think, gravity and electric charges or electric fields. If you look at Coulomb's law, you have the two charges, right, that you take into consideration. And then if you look at Newton's law, you have the two masses. And so, we actually tend to think of mass as being a charge for gravity. So unlike with Coulomb's, where if you have two like charges, they repel, with Newton's law, with the gravitational law, they attract each other. As massive particles attract each other. So anyway, another kind of similarity between the two is the way that they generate fields or waves in this case. Now, if you know that if you have an oscillating electric charge or any electric charge with an acceleration, that creates an electromagnetic wave that will propagate from, the object as it accelerates. Well, it turns out it's the same with mass. And that's a pretty strange thing to try and imagine. 'Cause with the electric one, it makes sense. You got the electromagnetic wave, it's oscillating. You have the two kind of, you have the E component, and you have the B component, and they're perpendicular to each other, right? And they're also perpendicular to the direction of propagation. Now, it's actually the same with gravitational waves, not with the E field and the B field, but you have the two polarizations, and they are orthogonal to the direction. And the way this kind of works is that if the wave is coming towards you, the first instance would stretch you vertically and then shrink you in horizontal. So it would kind of stretch you out. You'd go thin in the middle and be taller. And then as soon as that passed, it would stretch you wider and make you shorter. Okay? Now that's not actually the case all the time. It depends on polarity and things, but that as a general idea, that's an easy way to think about it. Does that make sense? Well, how about you think, if you say you're holding out a big sheet, right, and it's straight, and you put something heavy in the middle, that's gonna dip the sheet in, right? The sheet curves, it bends in the middle. That's kind of what gravity does to space-time. Yeah, it's pretty weird. But think about it this way. You do that, and then you roll a golf ball along the sheet in a straight line. When it reaches the part that are affected by gravity, where the sheet is curved, the trajectory of the golf ball changes. If you get it just right, it's gonna go around forever. Say if it was frictionless, for example, and you got the velocity just perfect, it could enter an orbit around the weight in the center. You take that center mass off, and you hold it on the surface and you move it back and forth, As you do so, it's going to send out ripples. Those are essentially, in this case, gravitational waves. Now, obviously, this isn't something you see from day to day, and that's just because it turns out their amplitude is pretty tiny. We're talking 10 to the minus 20 here. I remember that the width of a proton is around 10 to the minus 15. So we're talking really small. But yeah, that's kind of like a rough view of how they're made. Do you want to have a look at some of the maths? This can get reasonably heavy. We've got to look at tensors and... Yeah, you want to... sure, yeah, you can go grab a drink. I'd actually love a coffee. I said I'm going to be here for half an hour, but we're just, you know, I got an hour till class, so we'll see how it goes. But yeah, just a coffee is fine, sorry. I'll just wait here. Okay. Oh. This is quite a nice place, actually. What's that under the sofa? Oh, God. Oh, fuck, I know what this is. Oh, shit, did I interrupt? Oh. You know, I've never actually had a look at one of these. Yeah, one sugar, please. Huh. Interesting. Hey, fuck. I mean, I just found it on the sofa. I dropped a pound, I went to pick it up, and then I wonder what it was. Fuck, I'm so sorry. Listen, did I interrupt you? Do you want me to go and come back later? I mean, I know I'm still like 20 minutes early. You probably should have had time. Wait, no shit, no, yeah, I look a little flustered, I bet. I just interrupted one of my students masturbating. I don't... What do you mean, do I want to see it? Give you this? I don't know why I'm still holding it, take it. Yeah. No, I've never really... You know, yeah, well... You know, physics, you might think it's a subject that gets you all the women, but it does not. So no, I don't have as much experience with toys and girls. Or girls, for that matter. Don't want to see. You're messing with me, right? Come on. For real? Oh God. I mean, I shouldn't, but we're not in class or anything, you know. So, I mean, if you want, why don't you show me what you do? Oh, no, I was just not prepared for you to slide down your trousers so fast. You're already wet, I can see. Are you normally like that? I did that to you? What? Isn't that meant to be like when you're turned on? I turn you on. Well, thank you, I guess. Yeah, I want to see. Can I see, please? It hits you that fast, huh? I mean, like... When I jerk off, you know, it's like okay for a bit, but it gets better and better, but you look like you're really enjoying that. Do you use it a lot? Couple of times a day? God, you masturbate nearly as much as me. Your lady parts look really pretty. Can I hold the toy? What do I do? Just push it here in the middle. Is that it? Up a little bit? Here? Oh, what? Oh, your body spasmed at that. I'll do it again. So what, you just want me to hold it here? Like, oh, then you can move your hips like that against it. Oh, you're kind of grinding against. Oh, I like it when you do that. Oh, keep going. Should I push more than the tip? If I put it so that it's almost flat against, I can like rub it up and down against you? Is that any good? Why don't you sit a little further back and open your legs a little wider for me so that I can see? No. Oh, you look so good. Oh. So what else? What else can I do with this? Can I, if I push the tip against the top bit here, just right at the top between these lips, I guess. And then if I slide it down in between them, and then, oh, I can feel there's like a little opening here. I can kind of push it in a little, but I can just like run it around the outside first. And maybe if I quickly move it up to the top again. Oh, that little shiver. I like it when you do that. Oh, I really like it. But I want to go back down and run it around. Oh, you make. Oh, I can hear just how wet you are from this. Oh, that's actually a really appealing sound. You're starting to get me all hot and bothered now. Maybe I should push it in just a little. Yeah. Oh, okay. I can just very, very slowly just slide it in, just millimeter by millimeter. Oh, you let out the most amazing moans. Oh, wow. Oh, to be honest, you're actually getting me really hot and bothered. Oh, it looks so good as it slides inside you. You know, I've never actually had sex with someone. No, I wanna watch this vibrator. Just goes inside. How deep should I go? Should I keep going? I mean, it's already like an inch and a half. Okay. Slowly. 2 inches. 2.5. 3. What happens if I like move around in a circle? So like inside it like moves. No, the head moves around in a big circle. Is that? Oh, I'm gonna push it down to 4 inches. Can I? Like, you've got me really, aroused, and I, for some reason, I wanna lick, just once. Can I? I'll hold, the vibrator inside you, but if I just lean forward, I can stick out my tongue on the base of the vibrator and take a look out of it. And then I could look from the vibrator up to the top. He tastes really good. Oh god, your moms are incredible. Oh god, you're getting me very hot and bothered, very, very aroused. In the way that the way you bite your lip. Oh god, that's hot. Oh, you're gonna have an orgasm? Can you have one for me? Can I hear it? Can I do it to you on this vibrator? Can I? Oh, maybe if, like what sex would be like if I keep moving it in and out. I could lick you while you did, cause you liked that. And I think if I tilt my head to the side, I can lick you and fuck you on the vibrator. Please let me hear you come. I wanna taste. You taste. You come. I wanna see what that's like. So, when you come home, please. Oh god, you taste so good. I love it when you put your hands in the back of my head, hold me against you. Show me who you want me to lick. Here, I'm just flick my tongue around. Is that who you want? Oh god, you taste incredible. I wanna hear you come. Please? Please. Please. I've never heard a girl come before. I really wanna hear it. Please. Please? Oh, please come. Come. Oh god, I want you to come. Please. Come. 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 I want you to come right now. Oh, right fucking now. Come. Oh, that's it, mom. Good girl. God, you taste amazing. Well, it seems like you taught me more than I taught you today. What are you doing? Where did you get the handcuffs from?